and US citizen Alex Petty.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Nakonde have fatally shot three suspects who escaped from lawful custody at Nakonde Police Station. Muchinga Province Commanding Officer Dennis Mola said that preliminary investigations indicate that 10 male suspects who were in lawful custody for various criminal offences escaped on January 24, 2026 after police officers opened the cell grill to distribute food. In a statement, Mr. Mola has explained that the suspects forcibly pushed their way out of the cell and fled from the police station. He said police officers fired several warning shots in an effort to stop the suspects. However, they continued to flee in the process. Three suspects sustained gunshot wounds and were rushed to Nakonde District Hospital, where they were pronounced dead on arrival. Mr. Mola has identified the deceased as Christopher Simfukwe, aged 33, who was in custody for aggravated robbery, James Paka, aged 28, who was detained for illegal entry, and Kangwa Kangwa, aged 36, who was in custody for possession of counterfeit notes. He has added that following the incident, police instituted search operations which led to the re-arrest of three suspects, while four others remain on the run. Government says it has undertaken urgent emergency de-flooding works in Makeni Villa Ward 14 of Kanyama constituency following reports of widespread flooding that left several households inundated. Lusaka Province Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda said in response to the situation, Lusaka Provincial Administration Permanent Secretary Engineer Joe Kalusa led a high-level multi-sectoral emergency response team to the affected area to assess conditions on the ground and implement immediate remedial measures. He said the team comprised senior officials from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, Lusaka District Administration, Lusaka City Council, and the Zambia National Service, among others. Mr. Lukwanda said following joint technical assessments by ZNS and Lusaka City Council engineers, the team identified several man-made obstructions, particularly wall fences and other structures constructed along natural waterways, which were impeding the free flow of storm water and worsening flooding in the area. He said the identified obstructions were immediately earmarked for demolition in the interest of public safety, and upon removal, there was a noticeable reduction in flood water levels, bringing relief to affected households.
Government has undertaken urgent emergency deflooding works in Makeni Villa, Ward 14 of Kanyama constituency, following reports of widespread flooding that resulted in several households being flooded by water. The Permanent Secretary for Lusaka Province, Engineer Joe Kalusa, led a high-level multi-sectoral emergency response team to the affected area to assess the situation on the ground and institute immediate remedial measures. The response team identified several man-made obstructions, particularly wall fences and other structures that had been constructed along natural waterways, which were impeding the free flow of storm water and exacerbating flooding in the area.
The Aston Institute for Policy Analysis Center says the deployment of the Zambia Army to dismantle illegal mining operations should not be politicized, except by individuals with hidden agendas or those benefiting from the illegal mining activities spreading across nearly 10 provinces. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma said the Zambia Army must be allowed to carry out its constitutional mandate of defending the nation and safeguarding peace and stability without interference. Mr. Ngoma has also appealed to the chairperson of the Central Joint Operations Committee to urgently address the growing menace of junkies in urban compounds, whose violent and destructive behavior has left many citizens living in fear and insecurity. He said illegal mining is not merely an economic crime, but a serious national security threat that undermines Zambia's sovereignty and stability.
these corporations should not be politicized, except by those with hidden agendas or individuals benefiting from the illegal mining activities currently spread across nearly 10 provinces. The Zambia Army must be allowed to carry out the constitutional mandate of defending, safeguarding our peace and stability without interference. In addition, IPAC appeals to the chairperson of the Central Joint Operations Committees urgently address the growing number of junkies in urban compounds whose violent and destructive behavior has left citizens living in fear and insecurity.
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has called on the international community to resist what he described as the United States imperialist approach to global governance. Dr. Membe has condemned the alleged abduction of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. He says such acts reflect a long-standing pattern of American aggression against sovereign nations. Dr. Membe has recalled the 1961 assassination of Congolese leader Patrice Lumumba, who he said was painfully humiliated, killed, and his body dissolved in sulfuric acid. He has also cited the killings of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and Iraq's Saddam Hussein, as well as the U.S. invasion of Grenada, as further examples of violent interventions driven by imperial motives.
There is nothing in America that shows President Maduro being linked to what they were accusing him of. What is there is the oil for Venezuela. What is there is hegemony over Latin America. But you cannot commit such heinous crimes. You cannot mistreat human beings in that way just to maintain your superiority, to maintain your hegemony, to demonstrate or project your power. Yes, America is powerful militarily, but again, humanity cannot be governed this way.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has expressed optimism that the sector will meet government's target of contributing between 20% and 30% to the country's gross domestic product by 2030. Speaking to Hot FM News, ZAM President Mohamed Omar said the sector's current contribution of about 9% to GDP is a clear indication of its growth potential. He said continued improvements in power supply hours are expected to boost production levels in 2026. Mr. Omar has added that increased investment over the past 4 years is a testament to the sector's significance to the country's economy.
Twice the interest that the manufacturing sector in terms of investment has attracted the most investment in the last 4 years. What is the way forward in 2020? We contributed about 9.3% to GDP, the highest since records existed. Our target and the government's target in the Network Development Plan is by 2030, the manufacturing sector should contribute a minimum of 20-30%. So this is working towards that target.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Federal immigration officers have shot and killed a man in Minneapolis, identified by local officials as a 37-year-old Alex Petty. State and federal officials are providing conflicting accounts of the moments prior to Petty's death, which comes less than 3 weeks after Rennie Good was shot dead by an immigration agent in the city. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says agents fired defensive shots after Petty reacted violently, while Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the account of events from federal authorities is nonsense and lies. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The family of a man killed by federal immigration officers in Minneapolis say he cared deeply about people and was upset by President Trump's immigration crackdown in his city. Alex Jeffrey Pretty was an intensive care nurse for retired soldiers. Videos on social media show masked agents grappling him to the ground before several shots are fired. Democratic officials have reacted furiously to the shooting. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, dismissed the claims by the federal government that the victim had attacked immigration officials officials as nonsense and lies. Senator Amy Klobuchar called for the federal immigration